Rowdy and I are planning on playing high school basketball. Last year, Rowdy and I were the best players on the 8th grade team, but I don't think I'll be a very good high school player. Rowdy is probably going to start varsity as a freshman, but I figure the bigger and better kids will crush me. It's one thing to hit jumpers over other 8th graders. It's a whole other thing to score on high school monsters. I'll probably be a bench warmer on the C squad while Rowdy goes on to all-state glory and fame. I am a little worried that Rowdy will start to hang around with the older guys and leave me behind. I'm also worried that he'll start to pick on me, too. I'm scared he might start hating me as much as all of the others do. But I am more happy than scared. And I know that the other kids are going to give me crap for being so excited about school, but I don't care. I was sitting in a freshman classroom at Wellpinit High School when Mr. P strolled in with a box full of geometry textbooks. And let me tell you, Mr. P is a weird-looking dude. But no matter how weird he looks, the absolutely weirdest thing about Mr. P is that sometimes he forgets to come to school. Let me repeat that. Mr. P sometimes forgets to come to school. Yep, we have to send a kid down to the teacher's housing compound behind the school to wake Mr. P, who is always conking out in front of his TV. That's right, Mr. P sometimes teaches class in his pajamas. He is a weird old coot, but most of the kids dig him because he doesn't ask too much of us. I mean, how can you expect your students to work hard if you show up in your pajamas and slippers? And yeah, I know it's weird, but the tribe actually houses all of the teachers in one-bedroom cottages and musty old trailer houses behind the school. You can't teach at our school if you don't live in the compound. It was like some kind of prison work farm for our liberal white vegetarian do-gooders and conservative white missionary saviors. Some of our teachers make us eat bird seed so we'll feel closer to the earth, and other teachers hate birds because they are supposedly minions of the devil. It is like being taught by Jekyll and Hyde. But Mr. P isn't a Democratic, Republican, Christian, or devil-worshipping freak. He is just sleepy. But some folks are absolutely convinced he is like the Sicilian accountant who testified against the mafia and had to be hidden by that secret witness relocation program. It makes some goofy sort of sense, I suppose. If the government wants to hide somebody, there's probably no place more isolated than my reservation, which is located approximately 1 million miles north of Important and 2 billion miles west of Happy. But geez, I think people pay way too much attention to The Sopranos.